Okay, here we go. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, I have one Ken Ryer from, I believe, Las Vegas. Ken, are you there? Hello? Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Las Vegas, right?
Yes, I am. Hot Talk 105.1.
Oh, that's the way to do a promo. All right, you... What are the right words? Do you want to challenge David Oates? And if so, on what basis?
Yes. Well, before I say I want to challenge Mr. Oates, I want to say it is a pleasure. It is a tremendous pleasure to speak with Mr. Oates. I have no ill feelings about him. I think he's doing a good job, but I have to take him to task.
Okay, on what?
On the Area 51 call.
All right. Let's get a couple of things straight at the beginning here. Do you believe reverse speech is a real phenomenon?
Absolutely. Not only is it a real phenomenon, but we have used it, and I'd love to show you examples that even Dave himself has confirmed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, but, you know...
So we have a difference of opinion over the analysis of Area 51 and not the validity of reverse speech itself.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, the difference is like night and day.
Okay. Well, you know, the Area 51 call was only a two-minute conversation anyway. I tended to lean towards the fact that he wasn't deliberately lying and he was telling the truth.
Okay, David, how many reversals did you find in that 2 minutes?
I found four.
You found four...
I found four reversals that I felt I could quote. I had... People email me. I probably had more emails about this one than I did about any other.
Okay, fine. But you, the bottom line is, you found four.
I found four that I could quote.
All right, and Ken Ryer, how many did you find?
I found, I'd say, about 20.
In the same 2 minute.
And
well, see, that's the difference between. That's the difference between. I am ultra conservative in my documentation, and I have to be conservative. I'm the founder of this whole technology. If I do not maintain a very strict standard and strict guideline, then the foundation stones that I lay down will be very, very weak. And, it's just
okay.
The way it is.
All right. In the interest of time, here's what I would like to do. Ken, you have a specific reversal that you played on my program once before about the Area 51 caller and faking it, something about faking it, right?
Yes.
Would you cue that one up, please?
Okay. I'll tell you. I'll give you the one about you. What you said. Okay. Here we go. This is what you said, and
then I want to play one at the end too.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Well, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Barely hear it.
Okay. Did you hear it?
I can barely.
We need more audio.
You need more audio. I can barely hear it.
Oh boy.
I asked you if you had your audio straight. Remember?
I had it, but there's no hum. I mean, I thought.
Well, let me play reversal.
Can you raise the volume on the audio? Can you raise your end, Art?
Well, I've got it up as high as I can go. It's your end where the problem is. You've got to either turn up the volume or hold the phone closer. I don't know what you're doing, so.
Yeah, let's hear this one. Do you want me to run one?
Art? Yes. Hi.
Whoa, wait. Can you?
You're using this line properly or not?
Okay, Eric said you were.
Yeah, that's right. Where are you?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded at the wrong speed.
That's Dave's little machine I'm using right now. Okay, I'll let you. What I got right here is unreal or not. Now you have some to say. You're not playing it enough. I'm making this up. And listen carefully. Here we go.
Wait.
All right, I think it's very weak.
I heard a make-up at the... What could
yes, so
be
I.
heard as one, but was that on Art or was that on the caller?
That
reversal was on Art.
Was that on me, caller?
Ken, yeah, that was on you.
Ken,
right, well,
that's baloney because I have no idea who the Area 51 caller is. So I couldn't have been making anything up.
Okay, I got...
It was a very weak reversal, too.
I got one on you, Art. When you said you don't have enough time, so give us something quick.
Look, are you just holding your phone near the speaker?
I'm holding it as close.
You know, this illustrates...
David, hold on a moment, please. Ken, again, are you holding the phone near the speaker?
I'm holding it as close as I can.
Can you turn up the volume, then?
Turn up the volume.
Yeah.
I wish I could on this machine, on this reverse tape machine. I'll tell you what. Can you call me? I'll see if the other telephone works. Can you call me at the...
Well, what's it? This phone sounds great. Your voice is perfect.
Okay. Because I thought... Because when I play to my colleague, he hears it loud and clear. It's got to be on your...
No, it's not on my end.
No, if the reversal's there, you're going to hear it. Everyone will hear it, you know.
So go ahead and play another one. Just do the best you can, Ken.
Okay. Could you talk to Dave just for a sec while I cue one up, okay?
Now, see, you've got to be ready.
Well, I was ready. I was going to play it in succession. Okay, here we go.
This is where the 100
okay,
hours...
Here we go. You ready?
Then.
Yes, I can
okay,
see.
Okay, here
you.
We go. Here we go. Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings that... An earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. Okay, now if you play it backwards, it is so clear and you can't miss it. There were four reversals in there. Okay, I'll play only one of them. I'll play one of them. Here in reverse, he says, "I hear me milk it, and now I add it." Here we go.
Huh?
Okay, here we go. Did you hear that?
I sort of heard it, but it wasn't clear to me.
Yeah, it's not a clear reversal. That's one of the reversals I would reject. I wouldn't quote that. I'm looking for very clear and concise sentences that are very plain and very obvious.
Now, let's take an example. David.
Yes.
Play one of the reversals that was clear.
Okay, all right. Well, let me pull up this one immediately. This is right at the very end of the interview, and here it is. Forward.
They want those major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
And then the verse here says, feel the heat.
Feel the heat. No, it is.
Okay.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave? No, it isn't. It's not feel the heat. And there's...
What the...
Okay.
It's not feel the heat?
No,
you hear the H
this
and
is
the
exactly,
T and the F?
No, it's heal the feet. It's heal the feet. As a matter of fact, if you play...
Heal the feet?
All right, hold on, caller. Ken, hold on. Play it again. And you're saying it's heal the feet.
Yes.
Heal the feet?
Play it, David.
Heal the feet.
God, you know, it could be. David, it could be.
I can hear that you might be able to hear an F on the H.
Heal the feet.
Yeah.
Heal the feet.
It could be, David.
I don't know what to tell you.
Do you hear it?
Oh yeah, I can certainly hear what he's hearing. Yeah. Well, let's look at another one here.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This is the one right at the very end.
Excuse me. All right.
Ken, hold on. You're not going anywhere. Relax.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you're right here.
Go
this
ahead,
is the one
David.
Right at the very end, which I thought was fascinating because someone said he called back a while and he was in a veterans hospital or something.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is where the satellite goes down, and he's got a little comment right at the end.
I started getting...
And backwards, it's going to get a shot, or going to get a shot, which I didn't know when I presented. Was that a bullet shot, or was that an inoculation?
All right.
Going to get a shot. Going to get a shot.
I mean, it's a touch of...
Going to get a shot.
It's a difficult one to present anyway. It's you know,
Dave?
That's not one I would want to stake my reputation on, that whole Area 51 call.
So, all right, Ken.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
That's controversial. That's iffy. That's hard. That's not too easy. But the one that Dave played earlier, heal the feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And what it really says, and I can't play all of it on the air. I had to. With the because it had profanity, it says it's all BS. Heal the feet, throw me a loop, fell with it, away from me, and I'm going to play it for you, and I'm going to let you listen. I'll just go start where it says heel of feet, okay?
Well, now, wait a minute. You just said it had profanity in it.
Well, I said I'm going to start where it says heel of feet. I'm going to get rid of the BS.
Oh, I see.
Okay, okay, all right. Let's see.
So that the few that are left will be more easily
right.
Heel of feet, her own feet will settle at a reach.
Did you hear that?
I heard it, but it was not clear.
Yeah, I'm hearing feel the heat or heel the feet. I mean, it's such a short phrase. It's,
right?
It's really nothing. I would want to stake my reputation on that one.
But
and, you know, this highlights the whole urgency that we need to have some serious accredited research into this. I think what I would love to do is get people like Ken and the thousands of other reverse speech people across the country, let's get them all together in a consortium, a research body, to make this thing happen and to answer all these questions.
Well, I think the most important point Ken has made so far is that it could have been as easily heal the feet, in at least to my ear.
So what we should do for the rest of this program is listen carefully to the consonant and the vowel sound, and I would like the listeners to do that. Let's dissect these things down. You know, I'm the first person to admit that I do not have all the answers, and if some of my students are out there, they may even want to call in.
Yep.
And let's talk about how we do this.
All right, Ken. We don't have a lot of time left before the top of the hour. Ken, any other really important ones you want to lay on us?
Well, what he says, what we're talking about, what we're thinking about is aliens, Arthur, in reverse, and I played to you on your show. There are no aliens. I want to get through. It was clear as day.
Do you have
that? We agree with the want to get through. Why don't I play that one?
Do you have that one?
Yeah, I got that one. I got that one handy right now.
But wait a minute. I was wondering if Ken also had it.
I got it right here. Here we go.
All right, let Ken go first.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are there.
Okay, there's a want to get through.
Well,
let me run it here.
Well, when he says they're extra-dimensional beings, what we're thinking about is aliens, Arthur, the extra. The truth is, he says, that's me BSing it. There are no aliens. I want to get through.
Ken, hold on.
Let's play the want to get through, and I'll tell you why I didn't document the word alien.
That's clear.
So we agree on that. Now, I do not document the word alien in reverse because it's exactly the same forwards as well as backwards. You speak into a machine and say alien, and it comes out as alien in reverse. So I avoid documenting that one. Plus, there's some other phrases that what I call constant reversals. They will always reverse to say the same thing. There's about 50 of them that we teach in class, and unless it's in a very concise, coherent sentence with direct complementarity, I avoid documenting them. And I deliberately didn't document alien in that particular one because it was only a 2-minute tape, and I want to hear a lot more than that.
All right, Ken,
I put my reputation on the line.
Ken, your reversals finally did come through clear. I don't know what you did to fix it, but they were finally loud enough to hear. I want to thank you for being here. And
One more,
Ken, before you go.
Yes.
Would you be interested in starting up a local chapter of DORSA in Las Vegas? What DORSA is the David Oates Reverse Speech Alliance. It's a series of chat clubs set up across the United States. It's been in formation for about a month now, and it's a group of researchers just like yourself who are getting together to look at all this stuff and to answer all these questions. And if you want to, there's a phone number I can give you to call for the local DORSA chapter. Well, actually, the national coordinator is a chap called B.J. Ruchok, B-R-U-C-H-O-K, and you can call him at area code 360-876-6296. That's 360-876-6296. And see, what I want to see happen is there's so many people like you who are really enthused and really excited about this, and currently all our efforts are fragmented. You're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, Joe Blow's doing his. If we can all come together under one national organization, DORSA, and let's pool our research results and resolve these questions. I mean, this is a very new field. Obviously, there is something there. After all my work, it's 15 years, there's very strong and definitive evidence that this exists, but it's such a new field.
All right,
there's
Ken,
so much research left to be done.
Art,
we're woefully short on time.
I got one last reversal.
Yes?
And this is the one that I believe. This right here is...
Just do it, Ken.
Okay, here we go. Listen.
Lots of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
What he actually said is... They're all lies because they shield it up in their room or womb, and they milk it. And here we go. Okay.
They're a lion who is shielding up in his womb.
Okay, that was very clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the one, they're one of the ones that I quoted, too, if you recall, Art. That they're shooting off in your room, as I quoted that on your program. I don't hear that there's lies. I think that's unclear based on my opinion.
No, see, I did think I heard that.
And he also said, and they milk it. So you omitted the beginning and the end. So in a way, you might have taken the reversal out of context. And I've had about 98%... of the people that I talk to hear very much what I hear, and I mean, I believe I can state with metaphysical certitude that the Area 51 call is a fake. And matter of fact, Art, on the second time the guy called, and when you said you didn't know my name, listen to it.
No, Ken, we're out of time now. It's the top of the hour. I think you have made your point. Thank you. I'm going to have to take both of you off right now. We have got a break right here. And we're already behind schedule, but I did want to get that done, and I think it points out a couple of really, really interesting things. And one of them was that when I was told what to listen to, I heard that. How about you all out there? More research. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.